Today I'm very pleased to have Jekai Liao, director of As You Were. Welcome, Jekai.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Jekai, so you're here for As You Were, long feature, really courageous and beautifully shot feature. I'll let you to speak for your film. Just explain and outline the film for us.
Okay, basically, As You Were tells the story of like a childhood sweetheart. This man and a woman, Guo Hui and Pei Ling are their names, and how they... how their relationship evolved over time. Like, they were close when they were young, and then they got separated, and how they met again when they were adults. But again, you know, the relationship was disintegrating because of various reasons. And the film is very much about change, you know, the changes that happen between couples over time, and also the changes that happen for me, you know, in the country that they were in, Singapore. Like, for me, the film is very much about my own sentiments towards my own country and how the place I grew up in is really completely different from what it is now. Yeah,
indeed, we have this sort of the love theme is also a sort of almost a love hate with the country as well. This constant look at how Singapore is, and also the perspectives. So we have the island and the city, the metropolis, as well as the man and the woman. So you have always this kind of, you know, going back and forth. But you do so by having a very fluid kind of movement, you know, both the cinematography and the way that you tell the story. So how did you come up with that, this kind of controlled and very painterly way of telling stories, as well as your very controlled way of mixing between past and present?
I think the style of the film was it's very stylized. It's not actually very realist at all, which is very different from my first feature film, Red Dragonfly, which was it's more naturalistic. So for this film, me and the DP that I work with, we decided to do more like movement shots. Mm-hmm. So we have because we really like the landscape that we saw on the island, and of course you mentioned about the view, how the view of Singapore from the island and the skyline, and it's something that for me I never experienced or I never saw, although I live in Singapore for like 30 years, you know. So coming out and being able to look back, I think that's a very important thing. And again, stylistically, actually, you know, you're talking about this long fluid movements. That is actually just particular to the present time, mm-hmm. the present day relationship of the two protagonists in the film. When in the episodes that happened in the past when they were child, actually, I use something that's more traditional. It's the shots are mostly static. Mm-hmm. So we wanted this two very different contrasts between the past and present.
And also this idea of looking back, I kind of noticed that maybe I'm wrong, but the kind of binding part of this narrative is also made with an element such as water. You know, you have this sort of idea of like water from the sea or from the pools, or just this constant looking back. And it's, you know, reflects also this sort of movement that we said. Is it just me that like I made up this right now, or maybe you had this thought whilst writing?
Yeah, definitely water is a very important element in the film. Me and my co-writer, we discovered quite early on, you know, we unconsciously wrote a lot of scenes that has water, whether is it like the children learning swimming in a swimming pool, or the sea swimming and etc. So we decided to even when I was filming, I decided to even kind of exaggerate this elements. And maybe a point of interest is, so we also in the sound design and in the music composition, we also were very aware of the water element. So the music composer Matt Kelly, he's British. He actually he uses the sound that he created by putting water in glass and then rubbing the rims. So again, it is an element that is inspired by water. I mean, for me, Singapore is it's an island state. It's a country surrounded by water. But living there, you don't really feel that you're living on an island, because it's a big island. But it's also like very much like a city, a metropolis. So I wanted people to be aware of that. I think the idea of, you know, Singapore is actually an island, and then we are looking back on Singapore from another island. That historically, you know, it has a history of its own. Yeah.
And speaking of Little Islands as well, I loved the scene with the stamps. They actually, there's this sort of play with the stamps and water.
Yes.
And, you know, when you actually bring it back and forth and you get these two little islands, first being kind of detached and then together in the hand, like real life there. And specific talking about the stamp part and also the part with the photographer hand and that kind of little sort of moment where we talk about dedication, you know, dedication to someone, that it becomes personal. So do you think also that the film that you did by having that little kind of dialogue also is that you dedicating the film to us to kind of understand it something from a more personal way as well?
The stamp is a very personal element because that is something from my childhood. You mm-hmm. know, I collected stamps. That what the children did in the film was exactly what I did when I was a kid. So my aunt will not throw away the envelopes. So she will give me all the envelopes with the stamps, the used envelopes. So I will soak them in water, and the stamps, the glue will dissolve, and the stamps will detach, and then I will dry them on window panes exactly like how we did it in the film. Yeah, so it's something quite personal to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I realized that also a lot of people, you know, from my generation also does the same thing. So, yeah.
And do you think actually when there's a lot of personal, there's a strong personal aspect within filmmaking, sometimes also can be a struggle. Did you feel some sort of a struggle almost to kind of get away from your personal experience and being too subjective to actually make the film? Or you just went with the flow and be like, this is actually an homage also to me, I want to make... You know, I want to put my past and my present right now on this film.
I think it's you know, like our artists, there's always this ego element. You know, is the film all about you? But I think it's important that we be as personal as possible because other people don't really necessarily see it that way. I can be very personal about a lot of details, but people will read it differently. Mm-hmm. So I'm really not that. I mean, I don't mind that much. That it is immensely personal, and I think that it's important that that the film is able to represent. You know, every film represents the person behind it, who conceived mm-hmm. it, who thinks, and you know, with the diversity, you know, of the different films made by different people, then I think cinema will be exciting and worth watching. Yeah.
And to kind of conclude almost, you said actually reading, you know, and this film is really much about reading as well, because we get immersed into the minds of these people and their thoughts as well. And the writing process for you, how was it? It was almost like a diary to actually sit down and just first put it on paper and then think about how to bind it together, or something was kind of flawlessly developing between images and writing?
I have to admit that I'm a very visual person, so writing is definitely not my forte. This is my first time I actually collaborated with a co-writer. So my writer told me that it's also a challenge to her, because she mm-hmm. is also a filmmaker on her own, right? She also directs her own films. And for her, she was always writing scripts for herself, and this is the first time she wrote a script for someone else. So I think it's a very interesting collaboration process. We bounce off ideas of each other, and eventually, you know, the what we wrote is really just a, mm-hmm. a script, you know. And I think when we shoot, we have to improvise a lot along the way. And my I'm a very visual person, like I said earlier, because my training was actually in fine arts and painting,
right?
So I always see images first before words. Yeah. So script is always a kind of like a double-edged sword for me. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you very much, JK. Thank you for being with us.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.